I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You all know him by now. We saw him at the Combine, and he's joining us now on Tiki and Tierney. Saquon, how you doing, man? Thanks for taking some minutes and jumping on with us.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me again.
We are good.
Our pleasure.
How's your day been? I talked to Berkowitz earlier today. He said you were running around the city doing a bunch of different things. How's your day been?
It's been amazing. You don't even understand. I just got done actually meeting Curtis Martin.
Yeah.
I was a big Jets fan growing up, and really respect his game and respect him as a person, and just able to play him in chess. So I just picked up chess, started learning how to play chess, and I'm not gonna lie to you guys, he put a whooping on me. He kind of toyed with me a little bit, but just showed me I got a lot more work to do to become a better chess player. But just be able to sit down with a guy like that and be able to listen to the knowledge and the wisdom that he was giving me, not only to be a better player, but to try to continue to have impact on people's life was definitely something I will continue to strive to be and strive to be a better person. And like I said, you guys don't understand, my dad only really understand how much that conversation meant to me. And even though it was so small, so little, did have a big impact on my day and my life.
Yeah, no, I got to tell you, Saquon, he was obviously a contemporary of mine when I was here. He was with the Jets when I was with the Giants. He is the most humble, down-to-earth superstar you can ever imagine. He wasn't a guy that anyone ever noticed until you noticed him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He'd sit in the room, he'd be bespoke, looking sweet in the
always
corner.
Look good.
And then you go talk to him, he's as impressive as any person you could ever meet. And the same thing applied when he was on the football field. Did he tell you anything about the game and the NFL as different to what you played in college and what to expect when you get to your first training camp, wherever it is?
Yeah, he was just preaching that stick to the basics and stick to what got you there, and that's work ethic. He was telling me how he was almost the first guy and almost the last guy to leave every time, and his work ethic and how his passion and his drive and competitiveness made him not only a better person, but a better player on the field. And he was also giving me tips about just the little things in the league, stuff that you'll get away in college that you may not get away with in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, you might be the fastest guy on the field in college, but in the NFL you may not be. And understanding the position of the running back and being patient in the game and even running routes, how to set your routes up to create more separations. And he was just giving me a lot of tips and just really helping me, my mental part of the game, and just helping me grow as a player there. And like I said, Curtis Martin, he's humble as heck, and he's one of the greatest running backs to ever play, over 14,000 career rushing yards, and a lot of people don't even speak about that. So
yeah.
I would be a fool not to sit there and take his advice and take the advice he gives me to the game to help to add to my game.
All right, this is interesting. Saquon Barkley with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Saquon, I am a diehard Jets fan who used to have season tickets back in the day at the old stadium. And the Jets are at the sixth spot. So nobody thinks that Saquon Barkley is going to be sitting in the green room when the Jets are on the board at number six. So I got a tough question for you. Given your affinity for Curtis Martin and the Jets, would you be okay if you somehow miraculously dropped down to six and wound up on the Jets? Or is it more important to go atop the draft board to a different team, but go higher, maybe first overall?
I mean, you never know what could happen in the draft. From watching the draft and following NFL closely, anything can happen in the draft. But to me, it's not where I get drafted that matters to me, to be completely honest. So the way I look at it, whether I'm one or if I fall to the Jets, or if I fall even past the Jets to the 20th pick, even if I fall to the seventh round, it wouldn't have an impact on me because, like I said, I've been told the same before. I've been talking to GMs and talking to coaches, and I can't promise you a rookie of the year. I can't promise you 2,000 yards. I can't promise you this amount of touchdowns. But the one thing I can promise you is you're going to have a guy that's going to come in and who's passionate about the game and who can continue to grow and to continue to grow to be a better leader and someone who's going to work. My work ethic is not going to change. And to me, it don't matter where you get drafted. I look at it as a blessing.
Yeah.
Any team that that blesses you with the opportunity and gives you the opportunity to achieve your dream and live out your dream, you gotta be blessed for the opportunity and thankful for the opportunity. So to me, it doesn't matter where I go. I'm just going to continue to have the same mindset and continue to work on myself as a player and as a person and continue to grow through that.
Now, the last time we saw you, Saquon, it was at the Combine, and we all watched it. Your workout was unbelievable with the 40 time, the bench press, you did 29 reps. And out on the field, you looked as comfortable as any running back we've seen in the last few years. How did you feel out there at the Combine when all of these peers, these guys you've either played against, you've heard about on the college level, and you kind of outshone most of them? You were one of the talks of the Combine.
Yeah, I mean, the way I felt about the Combine, obviously, I got a lot of attention from the Combine. I do feel like that in some of the events that I participated in, I could have done better. I've done better. And just little things, like my 40 to 140, I stumbled. I got to have a better start in the first one. Just little things that can help me get a better time in that area. Which,
what do you think you can run it in, by the way, Saquon? What can you run it in? 4.4 is not fast enough, apparently. What can you run it in?
To be completely honest, if you watch the film with the 40, and if you're like a true track coach or a true 40 coach.
Yep, I ran track when I was in high school and in college, yeah, so I know it.
I had an awful start on both of mine. My things. So I'm consistently in the 4.2s and 4.3s. Yeah. I've been clocked in
4.2s.
I've been clocked laser at 4.29. So I was expecting anywhere from a 4.29 to the 4.3s.
Wow. Like a superhero.
My starts weren't really that good. But I can't complain.
Yeah.
At 2.30, 4.4 flat. Wow. One of the top 40s out of running backs. Probably the most impressive at my size, so I can't complain with that. But on the field workouts, I was very happy with that. I wasn't satisfied. I'm never satisfied with anything. But
yeah.
I wanted to look fluid catching the ball. I wanted to look fluid in my routes. I wanted to look fluid during the drills and look comfortable. But like I play running back, which I've been doing for my whole life. But I wanted to kind of separate myself in those areas, and I think I was able to do that. But a lot of people love to talk about the on-the-field part of Combine, and that wasn't my best part, to be honest with you. My best part, I thought, was the interviews.
Of course.
I was able to go in there and talk to teams. My parents and high school coaches and college coaches and teammates did a really good job of keeping me in check and making sure I didn't get in trouble. So I didn't have any baggage to talk about. It was just strictly getting to know me, getting to know my understanding of the game, getting put on the board. I felt like when I was on the board, I felt really comfortable. I felt that you could ask me any question. I can draw up the six-man protection. I could draw up some coverages, some blitzes. You could teach me your blitz pickup and show me some film, and I come right back to it and pick it up like I've been doing it for a while. And
man,
that's why
I think
that I excelled at the most. And actually, I want to continue to grow because that's obviously, I'm a fan of the game and fan of running backs. And that those guys are able to see the field differently, like the Marshall Faulk and those guys are just at a whole other level. And I don't want to just be average. I don't want to be good in NFL. I want to be one of the best. And, it's easier said than done. And I can't promise that, but I know that I can promise that I'm going to come in and I'm going to work my butt off and I'm going to push myself and push my teammates every single day to try to be the best that I can possibly be and be the best I can be for my team.
Yeah, no, we can see that. We can tell that from the man that you are. The first time you talked to us, you were sitting in the stairwell getting ready to go to class. And now hearing you now and hearing what you're focused on, I can tell that you're going to be a star. We got to bounce, Saquon. But we want to wish you nothing but great luck in the draft, success going forward. And as you mentioned Marshall Faulk there, here's one thing he always told me. Be the quarterback's second quarterback, right? If you can be that, then you can play every down.
It sounds like he can. It seems like he knows a lot.
Hey, be good and good luck, Saquon.
Awesome, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.